Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate. We're on Rumble, YouTube, Telegram, ESETI TV, and we're all over the place, so pretty easy to find. So, you know, just type in ESETI Stargate, it's going to pop up everywhere. There's a lot going on, a lot of challenges right now. I'm actually broadcasting from another place because our internet went wonkers. And we got hit. Nobody can figure out why or how that happened. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But we're troubleshooting it now, and I'm sure we'll get through with it. I'm still pushing buttons and trying to get things to work. But a lot to talk about. It's just crazy. And so we're going to cover a lot tonight concerning the days to come, the future, ascension, what to expect with earth changes, etc. But first, we have some breaking news to cover. And we apologize for the last show as far as the camera malfunction. we have the lighting straightened out, a new camera and computer, and we got all the bugs out, and then our internet went down. So, and it's not making any sense why it's gone. Well, it kind of makes sense because we're getting hacked so much, but we'll be constantly upgrading the studio and getting things more and more bulletproof as we go. And I want to talk about, there's people that made comments. Many want this show to be only about masters, ETs, and higher consciousness, yet, you know, denial is not a form of enlightenment. So enlightenment means to be in knowledge of the full spectrum, so one can make wise decisions in the future. If you're not paying attention, it's like an ostrich, you know, your butt sitting up there waiting for somebody to take a whack at it. And it doesn't work that well, you know, so you really need to know about the whole picture. So there are things we need to be aware of, things we need to prepare for. And if we want to continue expressing in the physical here on Earth, it might be a good idea to pay attention. You know, this is why we give people the big picture. So now the news. And as we said earlier, we already talked about this, Trump will be victorious in all of his cases. Each case is a classic example of the left deep state tactic. Accuse others of what you yourself are doing. This includes the accusation of tyranny, you know, the blatant abuse of power, trespass on freedom of speech, right to privacy, right to practice religious beliefs, right to defend yourself and your family. The weaponization of the agencies are blatant within the present tyrannical administration. So it's funny how they're trying to paint Trump as a tyrant, and actually Trump's trying to bring the power back to the people and free the people from this tyrannical situation we've gotten ourselves into. Actually, we allowed it. We didn't get ourselves in. They pushed it on us. But recently, CNN and MSNBC are actually saying this farce has gone far too long. And, you know, they go, enough. Trump is innocent, with a plethora of extremely morally and integrity impaired witnesses, extremely biased judges and DAs, along with a big Democratic donor money back in these cases, plus all the cases being orchestrated by the White House. Almost everybody is crying foul. So extremely biased two-tier justice system is blatantly obvious now. So it's pretty undeniably clear. If you're a conservative, a Christian, believe in the Constitution, or outspoken concerning the corruption and decadence, you're a target right now. So, you know, one by one, these cases are going down in flames, and what they're trying to do to Trump will, you know, be done to them. It's not rocket science. It's called universal law. So, you know, we've all been targeted. You know, we've been targeted big time lately as well due to covering these topics. And so, you know, there are still socially engineered people out there who are critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired, participating in their own enslavement and eventual demise by supporting the present administration, which is tied into the global elite. So little news flash, if you serve the beast, you'll go down with the beast. So I would be very wise in the next couple of weeks as to where you're hanging out at. So up to now, there's been at least 7 major solar flares in CME. Some of these are X-class, and scientists are scratching their heads trying to figure out why the grid is still up. You know, in other words, you know, we just survived a Carrington effect. And while there have been several grid failures, and divine intervention known as spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders have softened the blow, yet allowed some of it as a warning. So we're not out of the woods yet. And X8 class flare luckily missed us. And we did see some incredible aurora borealis. I'm getting all kinds of texts sent to me with ships, beautiful ships that people filmed during the aurora borealis. So watch the skies, a lot of activity there. Also, as predicted, a lot of end time madness occurred, severe weather and an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So extreme weather with high winds, more tornadoes is to be expected. So batten down the hatches. And the Earth has to release these energies, so expect more quakes and volcanic activity. And by the way, the military took over HAARP, so some of the man-made weather wars and quakes will be mitigated. And most of the Dew weapons have also been destroyed. There's still a couple out there, I believe. As far as in Brazil, the banks in Brazil have closed. There's rioting. The global leader tried to introduce the electronic banking system, with a monthly stipend in there, you will own nothing and be happy agenda as their solution. And we thought slavery was abolished, but it's not. it's still alive. And anyway, the whole world is rioting against the global elites right now, their policies and that are carried out by corrupt politicians and leaders. So support your farmers and your truckers and your white hats, and we all got to do our part, to get our country back. Get our planet back, basically. So Biden is on the campaign trail with his gaffes, word salads, facts, and figures, which are irrefutable lies. Just stating the obvious for socially engineered, critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired people. You're still voting for Biden? Just check one of the boxes, basically, because wait, did I ever cover that? I think I did already cover that. So anyway, pick a box because it's blatantly obvious what's going on. Looks like Ukrainian leaders and politicians, along with the war industry, will be able to buy new mansions, yachts, while our borders are not secured. Obviously, the Speaker of the House has become a Democrat. Again, the House and Senate are an auction that served the highest bidder, other than the few courageous souls who honor their oath to serve the people. And there are some, Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, she's great. She's just on it. A lot of them are just calling it out. And the left there keeps trying to, they're trying to paint a turd, to be honest with you. They're doing all they can to paint a turd, but it's still a turd. So so basically, I don't know how they're gonna cover this stuff, but you look at the lamestream press and what they're doing. I mean, our present leader basically has all kinds of problems with the diary and his daughter and showering with his daughter and sniffing kids. And his son's got multiple counts, everything you can imagine under the book. That laptop from hell has, I don't know how many felonies in it, that and totally ties everything together. But anyway, they keep painting him as the good guy, the savior, so good luck with that. Here's some breaking news concerning childbirth. You can now raise your child in a bag. Yes, cloning technology is now available to the public. Hey, why not? We go to the supermarket and get a turkey in a bag. why not get a kid in a bag? So it's getting crazy. They're dehumanizing every aspect of humanity. And so not only are they demasculinizing humanity, there's the gender wars and the race wars, and all this stuff is all part of their program. I like this. In Texas, robot cars blocked the streets and trapped residents due to a storm knocking out the grid, and the lights were stuck red. They can't go through a red light. And didn't the GPS go down in some areas due to solar flares as well? So something to think about. We got to get used to, reading a map. And some other the basics, basically. Know where north, south, and east and west are, because a lot of your equipment is going to go wonkers. I don't see it. I see it falling apart, basically. But you can't really depend on the grid. The grid goes down, and if everything depends on that grid, you're screwed. So we need to get off the grid as much as possible, or build a new grid that's not affected, which we have that technology now, by the solar flares or anything else. So, in a recent court case, according to the official autopsy of George Floyd, There were no physical injuries, and he died of fentanyl poisoning along with other drugs. So he wasn't choked, died from choking out or any of these things. You know, he was a felon, a carjacker, he threatened a pregnant woman with a gun, etc. Yet he was elevated into sainthood. And this was followed by riots, defunding the police, racial divisions, all pushed by the Democratic Party, the same party as the KKK. So what was the real agenda? And you know, they're losing the black vote fast. And did you know the number one killer of black people is abortion? You know, so have you connected the dots yet? You know, they're also the party of abortion. So anyway, enough on that. Sierra Leone in Africa is experiencing a crisis which has grown to a state of emergency. Kush, a zombie drug using human bones along with other psychoactive drugs, is now epidemic. And when taking this drug, people walk with their heads down, shoulders slouched, acting like zombies. And you know, they might just be trying to exit a effed up society, basically. So when people turn to drugs and all these other things, it's because they're extremely unhappy because their leadership has totally failed them. So, you know, we should be creating heaven on earth, and then we probably wouldn't have a drug problem because people would enjoy hanging out here, you know, rather than those lower astral levels blasted, you know, totally wasted on drugs. Anyway, Coloradans in Colorado, you know, they introduced the gray wolf back into the state parks, you know, and now it's going to reintroduce the grizzly bear. I mean, what could go wrong? These actively used parks, you know, with grizzlies. You know, where's the common sense? You know, it's just gone, you know. So anyway, hey, you know, the Tyrannosaurus Rex also roamed the area, you know. In the past, let's clone a few of those and let them go. Let's make petting zoos out of them. You know, it's like, where does it end? You know, come on, guys, figure it out. Anyway, the Arctic anomaly is back. It's growing, sending gravity waves over 300 miles into space, you know, and everybody's freaking out about this thing, but it does seem to be providing some kind of protection, mitigating massive solar flares, maybe. Part of the ascension process, maybe all the above. But anyway, the energy is coming off this thing. The fields of energy are just off the scale. And if it's blasting gravity waves up into space, it's probably mitigating a lot of other things going on. So anyway, it feels good. It doesn't feel like a bad thing. So more on that. We'll find out more later. So, well, enough for the fall of the beast and lefties losing it. And I want to get to what I really want to talk about, and to appease the feel-good message and the people that want to just focus on love and light, the big picture. And so we're going to talk about cosmic changes affecting humanity, the earth, the divinity of humanity, ascension, and nature, you know, who are all the major players, basically. So anyway, I'll give you a Jamesism, how I see it, basically. And it's like where to start. Let's just start with the source, the big cheese, whatever you want to call it, great spirit, God, creator. What's going on at the center of our Milky Way galaxy? And it's actually bigger than that, but let's just start with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. There's a massive, massive gamma ray burst that's also shooting out X-rays and other rays as well at the center of our galaxy. And it's moving out throughout the galaxy. And it's affecting the great central sun, is affecting the other suns. It's a big network, and it's all saying we're going to the next level. We're moving. And we've talked about this, God, for 30 years, more than that, actually, 40 years now. We've talked about this coming, and it's in the books. It's in all the books I've written, along with a lot of other changes that are all here right now, undeniably. We talked about the gray man and the Illuminati and the New World Order boys and their push and the depopulation program and the scamdemics and all that stuff. You know, it's their goal is depopulate the planet, 7 billion gone. So that's all in the books. But anyway, let's stick to the big picture. So these energies are moving throughout the whole Milky Way galaxy, our entire solar system, everything. It's not just here on Earth. Global warming started with the big cheese. It didn't start with carbon, CO2, or humanity. There are times when there weren't hardly any humanity on the earth, and we had global warming going on. So anyway, it's a myth. Climate change, yes, climate's always changing. And now, if it wasn't for this sun, we'd be going into a mini ice age. But now we've got the sun going crazy, so it's kind of balancing that out. But anyway, so we've got those energies, and it's a whole electromagnetic light spectrum, and there's additions to it, different bands of energy that are moving out and coming through the entire galaxy, and it's affecting our sun and the Earth. And the sun is reacting to this huge input of energy, and it's throwing off solar flares and CMEs. And as we've seen before, we had six major coronal mass ejections, a lot of X class hitting, along with, an X8 that barely missed us, as I talked about earlier. So it's actually orchestrated from a much higher level. It's much bigger than just the sun. And then the sun, it affects the bioelectric fields around the human body. So you're going to see what a lot of people refer to as end time madness, people becoming very, very lethargic. You can't function. You're getting headaches. You're getting energy sickness. A lot of problems come with that. Some people call them ascension sickness or ascension symptoms. A lot of that is coming with this new energy, because the heavier, denser energy is being pushed up. And this includes all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences all coming up. And what do the muggles do with that? They project, they blame, they don't take personal responsibility, and they act it out. And so the spiritually enlightened, or the people that are on the path of ascension, own their emotions, their attitudes. They own what is coming up. They process it. They call on their own higher self, God, creator, great spirit, and ask for help. And a lot of us know who our guides are and who are multidimensional. We're aware of our multidimensional selves, and we can work with that to clear out these patterns. And that's why we've said it's so important to do these transpersonal release sessions, because we do clear out the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, including childhood trauma and past life trauma as well, because this is all in your energy fields, and it's being activated. It's being hit by these frequencies. So, and that's where the end time madness is coming about. So a large portion of the earth, humanity on the earth, are acting this out, processing, blaming, and it makes relationships very tough. And so when you're projecting and blaming, you're not seeing the other person for who they are. You're only seeing your projection of them. And then they get it defensive, and so we really need to learn to practice loving detachment and say, okay, I'll be whatever you want me to be. It's just like, I'll be your mirror, I'll be your amplifier, because that's what happens when you're on the path to enlightenment. You amplify and mirror everything people love and don't love about themselves, and you trigger these traumas. And it's part of the process. They call it the wake of a yogi. So anyway, we're going through that right now. So that's the bioelectric fields, and that's what's happening there on that level. Then it comes into severe weather. And so we've all seen these just insane tornadoes and earthquakes and volcanic activity and everything. That's all because of this, because as about 3 days after the big flare goes off, the proton storm starts hitting the earth, and that creates the more denser effect. And that's what creates the major severe weather, and it also creates an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And so volcanoes are going off everywhere. Earthquakes are popping off. There's going to be a lot more of that. That's going to continue, and that's going to exponentially get stronger. And I think the sun's not done as well, so expect more of that. We have technology to mitigate that. We could keep the grid up. We have fieldless energy technology. A lot of people have different names for it, but it's not affected by the solar flares. It would stay up. And so the old technology is just going to go down, basically. Anyway, so the more you can disconnect from the grid and simplify, the better. So anyway, we've seen the severe weather. You're watching the floods. You're watching the HARP technologies, people tinkering with weather, what happens there. Oh God, where was that? In Saudi Arabia, they had some, I mean, the floods that they generated were out of control. Somebody hit the wrong button or turned the dial up too high. But we're not supposed to talk about that because you get in trouble. But anyway, they're playing God and they don't know what they're doing. And so is the rest of the planet. It's not just, although the big one was shut down in Alaska and taken over by the military, there's little facilities everywhere. Russia has them, China has them. A lot of other countries have these technologies. So it's not just that one. There's more. But anyway, they create severe weather and they can amplify storms and hurricanes, and they can also create earthquakes with this technology. So a lot of times you'd see countries that were bucking the system saying, yeah, I'm going to join BRICS. I'm going to get away from the Federal Reserve System and things like that. And God, lo and behold, a big earthquake hits that country, and you're bucking the system. It's a enslaving system, but that's how it works out. A lot of things like Gaddafi and all these things we did over there, wiping out Gaddafi. If you went and checked out some of these, Iraq and Syria and a lot of these countries, they were doing great until we started messing with them. And this Ukraine mess is just, I don't know where to go with that, but basically they're losing heavily. A lot of that money we're sending over there is just going into the elites' pocketbooks, and they're buying new mansions and new yachts and things like that. And the military is not really getting much to play with, so they're losing that war big time. But anyway, this is just a big slush fund, and it's time to figure that one out and quit participating in it. So I think something like 80% of the people say we don't want to fund these wars. And guess what? Who's doing the will of the people? Certainly not our leadership, but anyway, I wanted to cover that as these energies come in. So with the effects of these energies, we're going to see everything that is not based on universal law, everything that is enslaving, everything that is extortion, which is a lot of what our government is based on, and everything that's based on false beliefs and things like that is just folding in on itself. So entire networks are collapsing in on themselves, and so everything based on tyranny that's not in service to humanity and the earth is actually, and not aligned with the universal law, is actually in imploding. And the people that are participating in this are also imploding. So they're having extreme health consequences. They're having heart attacks. They're having all kinds of cancers and things like that, which go along with their belief system and the way they're behaving down here. So, I mean, love is the power. Love heals. It's the ultimate power in the universe. The sun is the best representative of God's love because it just shines on everybody equally. And it's in full service mode. You can't out love God or outshine God, basically. So the more we become God-like, the more we become in full service mode to humanity and the earth. So that's where we need to go. So all the predators and the tyrants and the people that are extorting money out of others, enslaving people through dependency, all those programs are imploding, and they're in free fall right now. So if you serve the beast, you're going to go down with the beast. Your beast is not going to take care of you. It's not going to protect you. It's going to protect itself, and its head of the beast is pretty much cut off now. So now they're just floundering. These are all prophecies. They're biblical prophecies. They're Lakota prophecies. All the prophecies say that, the beast is going down, and after it eventually consumes itself. It becomes all consuming and wants to control and enslave everybody. And just when you think there's no hope left, the beast consumes itself, and then we have 1,000 years of peace, and we reunite with the greater family of man throughout the universe, the multiverse, I might say, And basically, that's where we're headed. We're headed towards that. So anyway, there are whole civilizations that are expressions of this higher consciousness and energy that are living according to universal law. They're adding their consciousness energy to the earth. You've got the inner earth people and very, very advanced beings there. And their conscious and energy is adding to the pot, and basically, so the earth is ascending, and the higher dimensional beings are coming in, are pressing in, and so the tyranny and the people that are self-serving and that are just total, the unbridled greed and the actions against humanity, all that stuff is coming back home to roost. It's like that it's everything is being accelerated and amplified, so the karma around that is being amplified and accelerated, so there's a quickening in the karmic reaction to their actions. And also there's a big, the apocalypse is the great revelation, so everything is being revealed. There's nothing hidden anymore, and that's a product of this higher consciousness and energy coming in. And with it again has universal law, and anything outside of universal law will create karma. And that's basically how it works. So there's a great amplification process going on, a great acceleration, and we're on a pretty wild ride right now. And it doesn't mean the dark hearts and the critically thinking, morally integrity impaired people are not going to continue. Some of them, they can't be turned around. Maybe on the other side they can, but on this level, they are so stuck and so social engineered, and they have too much to lose to actually start doing the right thing, and so they're going to take themselves out basically, or these energies coming in is going to assist them in taking themselves out. So it's not a punishing God. People go, oh, God's pissed. God doesn't get pissed. God's just pure love and joy and bliss. It's the highest frequency. That's what the highest frequencies are, love, joy, and bliss. It doesn't judge, it doesn't have an ego. The problem is when those energies come in, all the lower energies, all the fear, guilt, and unworthiness that's pushed on you throughout the religions and governments and everything else, all that stuff goes away. It can't exist in the higher frequencies. So even Jesus said that, they said, are you the peacemaker? And he said, yes, but first I bring a sword. And the sword is the higher consciousness and energy, the presence that's going to cut away all the crap, that's going on right now and reveal it. And so that's what's happening right now. We're in the middle of that, and it's undeniable. You can't get away from it. But again, it doesn't mean they're not going to do their best to hang on and continue with the enslavement of humanity and the earth, and enslavement through dependency and all these other things, and continue to push the wars and the war on disease profiteers are going to play it out to the end. But they're being all exposed right now. Everybody's looking and going, "Hey, I want to fund these wars. You guys totally failed concerning COVID. As a matter of fact, it seemed to come from you guys. Same guys." And so anyway, people are figuring it out now. They're finding out the experimental injections were neither safe or effective, and they weren't even vaccines, So anyway, those numbers are coming out right now too. So it's you can't get away from this. And eventually, I love what Buddha said. He said, a fool and his mischief is like fresh milk. It takes a little time to sour, but as surely as the cart follows the horse, it will catch up. So no matter what you do, you might buy a little time, but that's all you're going to get. And when you keep lying, you have to tell more lies and more lies, and then you have to remember the lie, and then you forget about the lie, and then you get busted. And so, why not be brutally honest with ourselves and tell the truth, as to what, and especially be brutally honest with yourself as to what you're doing, because concerning others, doesn't matter, your relationships, with others, with the planet, everything. We have to start being brutally honest with ourselves and say, okay, how have I stepped out of universal law? Have I been trespassing and things like that? And there's we need to make some major changes in that area. But what's sad is the people that are professing to be our saviors, that are professing to clean up the environment and all the other stuff, are the very ones creating the mess. They create the problem and we react to it and they come out with the solution. But the solution is get rid of the people creating the problem. Don't give them more money to create more problems. That's the solution. So anyway, all the divisions that are going on, the gender divisions, the race divisions, the religious divisions, all that stuff is orchestrated. And if people are left to themselves, without this crazy governments and leaderships and everything, they wouldn't be doing all these wars. I mean, you can travel around almost everywhere. I go down to Mexico a lot and I'm like walking through the jungles and everything, and I've never had a problem. Never had a problem down there. And there can be problems down there if if you're doing drugs and partying and staying out till 3 or 4 in the morning and walking down alleys drunk and staggering, you're probably gonna have a problem, but you set yourself up for it. But that's any city. It's the same way, like I think our cities are more dangerous right now, especially democratic cities. They're more dangerous than any city in Mexico. Like it's like that's where that's how it's that's what it's come to basically. So anyway, when I get out of any kind of a major city and get out in the country, I feel so much better, especially when I get out in nature. And sometimes when I get out of the country, I was traveling for a while. I was going to Japan, Australia, all over the place. And the people were great. Everybody got along. We're all just hanging out, and there was no judgment or whatever. Some jokes went around. There's that, but other than that, but anyway, it's all about your attitude, basically. It's your attitude, that's generating a lot of this stuff. So anyway, again, we really need to look at what is exciting us into these anger or pressing on us to feel, the guilt, the fear, the unworthiness, the jealousy, the concept of ownership of another person, governing another person. All this stuff goes against universal law. And it's all societal conditioning, and we need to let go of that, because these advanced civilizations, they don't have that. If you go to, if you're hanging out with the Palladians, which I've had full memory of, and actually am still doing it, they come in quite a bit. They've been giving me a lot of messages, but basically, the first thing I want to talk about is that they're all telepathic. So there's no lying there. You can't lie. They're all telepathic. And so why lie? It's just like shooting yourself in the foot. It doesn't matter. And they don't try to take from another because they live abundantly. They've transcended war and disease and poverty. They don't have these problems that we have, and these problems are all perpetuated, and they're perpetuated by governments and the global elite, basically. So anyway, they don't have those problems, and so when you're hanging out with them, you really have to let go of a lot of social conditioning. And one, there's no jealousy there. There's no ownership. They don't own each other. They're together because they want to be together. They're not enslaved by contracts and things like that. And so, they don't, they just create whatever they want. They don't have to extort money out of others to get what they need. It doesn't work that way because they're abundant and they live that way. So when you connect with these Palladians or these higher civilizations, we have a lot to let go of. And if we are going to advance as a civilization, we got to let go of the fear, the guilt, the unworthiness, the deception, the enslavement through dependency, the just our whole civilization, and especially the lamestream news and all that stuff is based on that. It's based on drama and negative press, I don't know. I can go on and on about it, but you turn on the news and go, today was an awesome day. It's like the sun's out, the birds are singing, the rivers are high. It's like, I think I'm gonna go for a walk in nature. It's a great day to get outdoors and commune with nature and things like that. I mean, you heard a broadcast like that? I mean, come on. It's not always bad. It's not always about you should be very scared because they're coming to kill you. And that's basically what it's all about right now. So anyway, when you pull out of that stuff, you can't even relate to it. And it's really hard to function in this world right now because this world is in chaos. And the psychic turbulence going on and the processes and all that stuff happening with everybody, friends and family, and you name it, the end time madness we're seeing, brought about by various things. A lot of it is due to what they've done to our food, the injection, all that stuff is brought about by, that's all part of the plan. So anyway, again, we need to break out of that. We need to do some major cleansing. We need to really know where your water comes from, know where your food comes from, eat close to the ground, as fresh as possible, and to get through these times. And then do your practices, do your meditation, your prayer practices, ask on high. You can call it old cosmic birther, father, mother, God, whatever you want to call it, doesn't care. It's the intention, so whether it be Yahweh or whatever. So the other thing I wanted to talk about too, which is really important, and see if we've got some time to talk about too, is that we need to know the real history of Earth. And I'm going to be very short about this because I don't have a lot of time, but the Earth is a series of colonies that came from the stars, and your gods and demigods, which were gods mating with humans, creating demigods, all of that, your Egyptian gods, your Greek gods, your Hebrew gods, there's two of them, there's Jehovah and Yahweh, two totally different beings. All these guys came from the stars. A lot of them came from ancient Lyra. And they'd be referred to as the Anunnaki, and they're the genetic tinkers, and they there was a man developing naturally here on Earth, and they upgraded that DNA, and so we're a big mix of DNA, and we have the DNA of the gods in us, along with the Earth human that was evolving here naturally, and so when people look at the genetic coding and stuff, I think it says Yahweh. Was it Yahweh? Whatever it is, I wrote it in the books. It's actually written. Yahweh's original name is actually written into your DNA, and so that's why they're going after the DNA with the arm and mRNA and all the other stuff and the clot shots and everything. That's why they're trying to alter your DNA, because they don't want that DNA to be awakened. They don't want you to wake up. And what awakens DNA? Spiritual practices, the sun. A huge increase of consciousness and energy. DNA is not just physical, it's multidimensional. It can cross the physical boundaries, and all you need is water. And you can put one water with DNA in it and water with nothing in it, and that DNA is going to form in the other water as well. It's going to transfer. So speaking of DNA, it's very easy to transfer the DNA of the higher dimensional beings into the physical people of Earth right now, which has gone on a huge scale. So we've had, again, we're a series of colonies on the Earth. It's been going on for, we know, at least 600 million years, maybe longer. They've got 300 million year old tunnels that are glass lined. So extreme technology was around then. And we've had pole shifts and massive volcanoes and tidal waves and things like that that made everybody had to start over as primitives. on many occasions. And in the Antarctic, they're picking all that up. They're finding all these technologies now. And so that's why everybody's down there. And so extremely advanced technologies. And I think some of that technology somehow has been activated in the Antarctic, and that's what that big anomaly is. And I think it was set up to it's on a timer to happen right at this time. It's not, it's actually a benevolent thing. It's not a negative thing. And everybody's saying, oh, the 80-foot tidal waves are hitting Africa and killing. There's no tidal waves hitting Africa. You know, come on. Go to Africa and check it out. Forget about, you know, what people are just making stuff up. It looks like tidal waves because it's a frequency and it's an energy, and even the mist that's created due to interaction with the water, it may look like tidal waves, and but it's contained, and it's not sending 80-foot tidal waves reeling across Africa. I think we'd hear about it. I have some friends over there. I should call them up and say, hey, are you guys building an ark or what's going on? But anyway, there's going to be all kinds of wild stories about this stuff. And it is, there's some wild stuff going on, but I really use discernment on other people's interpretations of what's going on. You know, because, you know, the bottom line is that at the core of everybody's being, if you have a soul, I think there's some running around without souls down here, but if you have a soul, that soul was created by source. That soul is connected to source, God, creator, great spirit. And you're a multidimensional being all the way back to the source itself. So as you expand in awareness and raise your frequencies of vibration, that's your soul is connected to God, basically. And so driving your avatar down here, you're aligned with universal law. You have full memory of your other civilizations, other past lives and things like that, and extremely advanced civilizations. You'll have memories of, you know, I have memories of flying by the Earth before it was even solid, you know, so it was just a hot gaseous ball in a cradle orbit, and it was gathering material and water, you know, so it can become a and you know a habitable planet. So anyway, it's going to get me in trouble with the flat earthers, but that just doesn't add up. I have a bunch of questions. You know, how come the sun rises every morning, sets every evening, the moon rises at night, sets later on at night, the satellites are going around in perfect orbit. Why does my Starlink work most of the time? You know, why do when you go to JTracker, which is gone now, but heavens above, you can get a list of the satellites and they appear right on time and they go over the horizon, they come back up at the same time that would add up to you know the what we know about the planet. So I mean there's just a lot of things that I go, God, this is the most incredible bad joke that's been played on us, you know, if the earth is flat. Because if the earth is flat, I mean, I have to give credit to whoever created this, because in 2D it's probably flat, but in a 3D world, and we're going into 4D and 5D, you know, things are going to be much more expanded, you know, bigger. But anyway, I'm waiting for the big aha moment. You know, they haven't given me anything I can't explain. You know, we see a ship go over the horizon, you know, and it starts disappearing. You know, the last thing you see is the, you know, the tallest thing, you know, the mast or whatever. It's just those experiments with the different bands of colors, and as the boat's going over the horizon, you'll see the colors disappear. It shows that there's a curvature. You know, it's a really long way before you see the curvature. So, you know, people go, if you're flying in a plane and you look out the window, you can't see the curvature. Well, you know, what do they say? Visibility is how many miles? You know, you can't see far enough to see the curvature unless you're in space or up really high, and then you'll see it. But anyway, there's just a lot of stories like that. But you know, I'm still of an open mind. You know, I still listen to to the arguments about it, but it's just not working for me. But anyway, there's so many things. Now, I know too that there's a lot of evidence that the whole flat earth thing is a psyops and was created by, I think it's somebody in NSA or somebody like that. And they created it to create a lot of division and in-house fighting between the UFO and the conspiracy theory people and the spiritual people, just to, and then they try to back it up with the four corners of the earth and things like that. But I mean, there's a place on earth that's called Four Corners, I don't know. I don't know if you leave four corners, you fall off the edge. I don't think so, but sure, it's referred to as four corners, but it doesn't mean the earth is flat. But anyway, I can go on and on with that. I'm going to drop that one. But there's just so much craziness going on. But in the end, basically, when you make your own personal God, creator, great spirit connection, and you expand in consciousness, and it's through the soul, which sits right next to the heart. And you start contacting your multidimensional self, and you keep expanding in awareness. Eventually, your identity is gone, and you're all that is, and you're one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And that's where we want to go. And you want to find that love and acceptance and approval within, not externally. And you want to find God within, not externally. And this whole external mind F we've been on, and socially engineered to think that love and joy and happiness and acceptance and approval depends on how much money you have, what kind of car you drive, where you live, all that stuff. That's all just a big MF. You can figure out what I'm talking about, but we need to get away from that and start going within. We need to get our information from within too. And when you hear stuff, go within and say, does this feel right? Because a lot of it right away is not going to feel right. And we need to start trusting that first impression. I meet people and I go, oh man, like this is going to be trouble. And then my mind talks me out of it, and they talk me out of it. And sure enough, bam, you get nailed. And so start listening to that first impression. A lot of times it's your soul saying, been there, done that. Don't do this one again. Try a different path. So we need to listen to that. And again, I really want to reiterate that, we really need to take care of our temple, our physical body. We need to do whatever cleansing you can, the detox. We need to start drinking a lot more water, eat lighter, eat closer to the earth as natural as possible. And that's going to help get us through. And start praying for help, start asking for help, because not only do we have the big eraser within us, can go, okay, never happened. Forgiveness is automatic as soon as we forgive ourselves. And so, because God doesn't judge, it doesn't have an ego. They don't want to tell you that though, because it can't control you when you know that. But it's our own guilt and our own books. We keep our own books, and we create our own karma, basically. It is an action reaction world. And also too, if you go and kill somebody, you've got the legal system and their family to deal with. So it's not a good idea. I'm not saying you can do anything down here. There's a reaction to every action, but we need to look at that. But again, we need to start forgiving ourselves, forgive others, and really make first priority our own personal connection with Creator right now to get through these changes and start asking for help. I mean, we are getting so much help right now, and it's not just God and people in gowns in the clouds and things like that. I mean, we've got help from coming from the inner earth. We've got the ascended masters. We've got the angelic kingdoms. We've got the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, our ancient ancestors, they're returning, and the source itself. I mean, there's so much help coming in right now, but we need to initiate it and ask and tell it what we need, what you need. I need healing. I need clarity. I need to understand the big picture, what's going on. Whatever you need, just we need to initiate it, ask for it, and they can come in. So a lot of them are just sitting there going, what? What do you want? And that's good. That's a question I've been asking lately. What do you want from me? People come up and they have all these stories, and all these people from the past are showing up. and trying to reconnect. And our connection in the past wasn't that good. It was very manipulative and wasn't positive. And they're showing up and trying to come back in and create the same dramas. And I'm going, all right, what do you want from me? You know, just brutally honest. What do you want? You know, and they go, what do you mean? And I go, well, it didn't work out so good last time. So what are your expectations? What do you want? And people are afraid to do that because they think they'll drive the other person away. But it's time for some brutal honesty, you know, and just ask people, what do you want, you know, from me, you know? So, it's okay to say no. It's okay to set a boundary and say, yeah, well, I'm just not feeling it. You know, I really don't think the wisdom was gained from the last experience, and I'm not going to repeat the last experience. So I'm going to set a boundary and you have a nice day, you know, and move on. That's kind of what we have to get to. And again, we need to transcend all this, you know, that even the Bible said there's no divisions in God. We need to transcend all these programs, these social engineering programs that we've been taught. Because we need to free ourselves up if we're going to work with, you know, other free societies and civilizations. So anyway, on that note, I'm gonna sign off and just to realize that you've got all these multidimensional beings all the way to the source that are pressing in right now to help out. The dark hearts are imploding, these satanic, Luciferian, demonic groups, you know, reptilian, all those guys are just being. They're being totally imploded on and they're being kicked out. You know, the major cleanup is happening on every level. So it's a multidimensional cleanup, and the white hats are the ground level, but they're working with other beings too on the higher levels. They're working with Pleiadians and Andromedans and Andromedan Council of Light, the Pleiadian Council of Light, the Orion Council of Light, all these beings, Arcturians are all Sirians, they're all helping with this shift, and they're part of our ancient history. So and they're coming in now. So we need to realize that A, we've been lied to big time. B, we don't have the big picture and we need to start looking outside the box to figure it out. And C, you know, love is the ultimate power. And we need to start being kind to each other and the planet and be in service to each other. And everything will come together. You know, the abundance that comes with these higher civilizations is beyond, it's like magic. I mean, they want for nothing. And they have that technology and they want to share it with us. But we've got to get away from the hoarders and the greed, the unbridled greed and the global elite and these guys that are suppressing all this and take our power back. So that's where we're going. We've got help on high. Nobody can stop what is coming. It's beyond imagination. It's like standing in front of a tidal wave and saying, stop, you know. You're going to have a big reality check, you know, if you want to keep going in that direction. So, you on that note, going to sign off. Also, too, I wanted to announce that we still could use some help. We got a lot of cleanup on the ranch. We've had a lot of winter damage, a lot of broken pipes, and a lot of work to be done. We could really use. There's a little bit of drywall finishing to do, and some painting, and roof sealing, and. A lot of firewood on the ground, a lot of trees went down and things like that. So, you know, get in contact with the ranch and fill out the form on the volunteers. We are open now officially. I guess our first official people are coming today. And so come and check out the ranch and see for yourself. You know, there's so many ships flying. And just realize you're not alone. You know, we're going through the same thing you're going through. Everybody is. And you're not alone. And these tyrants are going to do everything on the way out. They're going to do all they can to stay afloat, but they can't. You know, it's resistance is futile to what's coming. You know, so we are going to join the rest of the universe in peace. We are going to live under universal law, and all those who are working against that and trying to stop that are going to hurt themselves, basically. They're going to implode on themselves because they're not going to make the ascension. They're not frequency specific to the ascension process. And the earth is ascending, so they're going to have to go somewhere else. So, anyway, on that note, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and hang in there. This too shall pass. Good night.
Thank you.